obviously mixed feelings. I think we'd almost done enough to win the game, but didn't defend a set play, and that was a disappointment. I think taking two good goals, we've had other opportunities to score. I don't think that we've been carved open at any point. I think that they had a decent spell of possession. We sort of reacted to that and made one or two changes. I think we got a foothold back in the game, and we managed to restrict the chances, restrict the opportunities. And we have to defend the corner better, and we get 3 points away from home. Having said that, we've got to accept the one. You know, we've taken our first point away from home this season, and that's certainly something to build on. But we know we have to be better and make better decisions in both ends of the pitch.
Having found yourself 2-0 up after 18 minutes, why did you not then press home in the advantage, do you think?
We stopped passing. We then gave the ball away. They got a little bit of a foothold in terms of possession, and then we ended up being a little bit deeper. We have to go and it's fine, go and press when you can do, but you can't get picked off, which is what we did at Wigan. And they're a young side, this, and at 2-0 down, we should have gone and pressed home that advantage and not been too concerned about them, hence the attacking change with bringing Hakeeb on and trying to stretch them the other way. But unfortunately, we conceded the goal at the end. But like I say, 1 point, we'll take the point. We have to take the point. Disappointment, but that we didn't take all three, and we have to be better than that and learn from those mistakes, because it's only a set play that you have to defend. You see that out, and you win the game.
What did you make of it as a contest?
Interesting question. I thought we were good value for a 2-0 lead. They got a goal back against the run of play. Poor defending. It's a poor goal against us. Having said that, we've not really had to work too hard for our goals. Apart from the finish, was a really good finish from the pair. Kevin from the free kick and Paddy's slid down the side of the goalkeeper. Good finishes both. Disappointing to concede in the manner we did. It just seemed like that there was a, you know, he was going to give a penalty, and then people stopped and it just rolled in, and Moncur got his an easy tapping. But even then, you felt that we could play against them and on a counter attack and get something from the game and go and see the game off and extend the lead. And it got to the last 6 minutes or something like that. And we have to see the corner out. We have to defend the corner properly, which we'd done all game. And didn't, unfortunately, and you conceded the goal. So there's the disappointment.
What's frustrating you most of all when you watch your team perform like that this afternoon, taking into context the whole season so far?
I'm only concerned with the game now. The season so far, we'll tells its own story. But we've got to be better. We can improve. We will improve. But away point, then that's fine. As long as we go and press home that advantage when we play at home next.
In the second half, Hakeeb broke forward at one point and it looked like he was being held off by Tom Eastman. What was your view on that, when it looked like he was the last man?
He was being held by Tom Eastman. I think that he was being held on that far side of the pitch on the right. And they played on and the referee didn't give it. But those are the decisions we have to live with.
Yeah. Okay. What was your message to your players after that?
Exactly as I speak to you. I speak to you as, don't tell you anything differently than I told the players. It's disappointing. We've got to be better than that, and to see that there were good spells, there were good bits. Don't get me wrong, there were good bits there. But then the negative feeling overrides any positive feeling at this stage, at the end of a game like that, because of the fact we were 2-0 up. Having said that, we've got to look at the positive, and the positive is we've taken a point. We've played okay in spells, and we can play better than that. But that's the best away performance of the season. So, we've got something to build on at least.
Yeah. Okay. What about injuries from today? Do you pick up any?
I don't know. It's too early to ask. I've only just come straight out of the dressing room. I don't know.
No Stephen Dawson in the squad today. Is he injured?
Yeah, you are right to assume that. He's picked up an injury. And needs to do some work to get back up to speed, but he'll be fine. Listen, in maybe a week or two, we'll have the player back that we know he is. We've just got to help him through a difficult period in terms of an injury.
Murray Wallace made his debut. What did you make of it?
thought he did well enough. I thought he showed some good composure at times. He won the ball in the air. He was aggressive at times. I thought some of the use of the ball was okay as well. I think he stepped in and created opportunities for us by using the space with the ball and driving in, as did Jack King, as did Charlie Good. You know, I think that in the first half, I thought we looked fairly comfortable until that 10 minute spell that they had with the ball. But then it's, you know, reorganising and trying to get a foothold in it by winning the ball, and then once we win it back, we've got to be better when we have it in possession to keep it.
That must be really annoying for you, though, is it?
Well, we can do it, can't we? We've seen it all pre-season, and we've seen it in elements of the games or at times in games. But we've just got to get that little bit better at it in the games, and we will. But it was an interesting game, and we drew 2-2 here last year in different circumstances where we got a last gasp winner. They've just reversed that trend today.
And Kevin Von Veen got his first goal of the season, didn't he? And a fantastic goal at that. What was your view of it?
Yeah, he's at the target, which is brilliant. You know, you want Kevin, who's a really good player. We know he's a good player. We know he's got goals in his locker. We've seen that, which is why we brought him in. He's at the target, which is fantastic. And he's got his first goal, which will give him a bit of confidence in front of goal. And I'm looking for more from him. I think he's a really good player. I think he's a really good talent, and at 23 years of age, he's still got a lot of improvement.
Deadline day Tuesday. Anything brewing at this point?
Maybe. We just spoke about Stephen Dawson, and obviously Jamie Ness out. We're going to need a little bit in the middle of the park. I mean, having said that, we've got Dave Sizer, who's made his first appearance, and that can't be overlooked. He almost scored. He had a really, really good effort on target. Which I thought might nestle, actually. I thought it might have got past the keeper. He hit it really well. But maybe if something comes available that the usual, if he's good enough and he can make a difference for us, then we'll look to do something. But like I say, some things to be pleased with today.
And anybody interested in any of yours?
I don't know yet. We've got to do better than that to get interested in our players. But I think it may be quiet the other way going out. We've not heard anything. There's not been anything just as yet, but that the time will come where they'll be looking at our players and coveting them as well. We just need to keep on the same path, and I'm sure those results will come.